With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Congress has been briefed on the capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. It was a closed-door briefing delivered by top Trump administration officials. Maduro and his wife remain in detention in New York following arraignment yesterday. Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says the interim Venezuelan President Delcy Rodriguez has been cooperating with the Trump administration.
She consulting with the president.
It's a good question. I don't want to get too much into details on that. But look, we have an oil embargo in Venezuela. For them to do any kind of commerce, they need our permission. We have our massive fleet, our armada, still present there. This is an active and ongoing U.S. government military operation. And so, of course, we set the terms and conditions.
House lawmakers are expected to vote this week on overriding two of President Trump's vetoes.
At the end of December, the president rejected two GOP-backed bills that had bipartisan support. It was the first time he used his veto pen in his second term. One of the bills, for a drinking water pipeline, was sponsored by Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado, a longtime Trump ally who broke with the president over releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files. While the overrides could pass in the House, it's unclear if there would be enough votes in the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Deaths of on-duty U.S. law enforcement officers decreased by almost 25% last year, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. The drop from 148 in 2024 to 111 in 2025 includes decreases in officers killed by firearms in traffic-related incidents and in other on-duty occurrences. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 67 points, NASDAQ futures up 40. This is SRN News. It is Christmas time for the world's Orthodox Christians.
They use the Julian calendar and so are celebrating the holiday on Wednesday, January 7th. Between 250 and 300 million people around the globe are Orthodox and are 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar that's used by Protestants and other religious groups. A high percentage of the Orthodox live in the global East, Russia, other Slavic nations, and places like Turkey and Greece. Their Christmas celebrations are very similar, though, to those in the West. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration faces a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy eliminating coverage for sex change operations in federal health insurance programs. The Human Rights Campaign, a leading LGBT advocacy group, has filed the complaint challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering such procedures. The complaint argues that this is sex-based discrimination and it seeks to reverse the policy. This is SRN News. The trial of a former police officer accused of failing to protect children during the Uvalde, Texas school shooting is underway.
Adrian Gonzalez was one of the first to arrive. He's charged with failing to protect children during the attack after authorities waited more than an hour to confront the gunman. Gonzalez is one of two law enforcement officers charged in the attack that killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary. Gonzalez's attorney has said his client tried to save children. Potential jurors were given a list of questions, asking what they knew about the law enforcement response, their impressions of what happened, as well as whether they contributed money to Uvalde victims. I'm Julie Walker.
A 26-year-old man faces four misdemeanor charges for allegedly vandalizing the Cincinnati home of Vice President Vance. The vandalism includes broken windows. The Vance family was in Washington at the time. More details, SRNNews.com.